Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and it's awesome to be here with you today. We are in a daily rhythm of spending time with Jesus to get to know him better, and we find ourselves in Luke chapter 12. So let's dive in. By this time, the crowd, unwieldy and stepping on each other's toes, numbered into the thousands. But Jesus' primary concern was his disciples. He said to them, "Watch yourselves carefully so you don't get contaminated with Pharisee yeast, Pharisee phoniness. You can't keep your true self hidden forever. Before long, you'll be exposed. You can't hide behind a religious mask forever. Sooner or later, the mask will slip and your true face will be shown. You can't whisper one thing in private and preach the opposite in public. The day is coming when those whispers will be repeated all over town." I'm speaking to you as dear friends. Don't be bluffed into silence or insincerity by the threats of religious bullies. True, they can kill you, but then what can they do? There's nothing they can do to your soul, your core being. Save your fear for God, who holds your entire life, body and soul, in his hands. What's the price of two or three pet canaries? Some loose change, right? But God never overlooks a single one. He pays even greater attention to you, down to the last detail, even numbering the hairs on your head. So don't be intimidated by all this bully talk. You're worth more than a million canaries. Stand up for me among the people you meet, and the Son of Man will stand up for you before all God's angels. But if you pretend you don't know me, do you think I'll defend you before God's angels? If you badmouth the Son of Man out of misunderstanding or ignorance, that can be overlooked. But if you're knowingly attacking God himself, taking aim at the Holy Spirit, that won't be overlooked. When they drag you into their meeting places or into police courts and before judges, don't worry about defending yourselves, what you'll say or how you say it. The right words will be there. The Holy Spirit will give you the right words when the time comes. Someone out of the crowd said, "Teacher, order my brother to give me a share of the family inheritance." He replied, "Mister, what makes you think that it's any of my business to be a judge or mediator for you?" Speaking to the people, he went on, "Take care. Protect yourself against the least bit of greed. Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot." Then he told them this story. The farmer of a certain rich man produced a terrific crop. He talked to himself, "What can I do? My barn isn't big enough for this harvest." Then he said, "Here's what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I'll gather in all my grain and goods. And I'll say to myself, 'Self, you've done well. You've got it made. Now you can retire. Take it easy and have the time of your life.' Just then, God showed up and said, 'Fool, tonight you die, and your barn full of goods, who gets it?'" That's what happens when you fill your barn with self and not with God. He continued this subject with his disciples. "Don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtime or if the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There's far more to your inner life than the food you put in your stomach and more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the ravens, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, carefree in the care of God. And you count far more. Has anyone by fussing before the mirror even gotten taller by as much as an inch? If fussing can't even do that, why fuss at all? Walk into the fields and look at the wildflowers. They don't fuss with their appearance, but have you ever seen color and design quite like it? The 10 best-dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. If God gives such attention to the wildflowers, most of them never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do the best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, not be so preoccupied with getting so that you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep yourself in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. You'll find your everyday human concerns will be met. Don't be afraid of missing out. You're my dearest friends. The Father wants to give you the very kingdom itself. Be generous. Give to the poor. Get yourselves a bank that can't go bankrupt. A bank in heaven, far from bank robbers, safe from embezzlers, a bank you can bank on. It's obvious, isn't it? The place where your treasure is the place you'll most want to be and end up being. Keep your shirts on. Keep the lights on. Be like a house servant waiting for the master to come back from his honeymoon, awake and ready to open the door when he arrives and knocks. Lucky the servants whom the master finds on watch. He'll put on an apron, sit them at the table, and serve them a meal, sharing his wedding feast with them. It doesn't matter what time of the night he arrives, they're awake and so blessed. You know that if the house owner had known what night the burglar was coming, he wouldn't have stayed out late and left the place unlocked. So don't be slovenly and careless. Just when you don't expect him, the Son of Man will show up. Peter said, "Master, are you telling this story just for us, or is it for everybody?" The master said, "Let me ask you, who is the dependable manager, full of common sense, that the master puts in charge of his staff to feed them well and on time? He is a blessed man if when the master shows up, he's doing his job. But if he says to himself, the master is certainly taking his time, begins maltreating the servants and maids, throws parties for his friends and gets drunk, the master will walk in when he least expects it, give him the thrashing of his life, and put him back in the kitchen peeling potatoes. The servant who knows what his master wants and ignores it, or insolently does whatever he pleases, will be thoroughly thrashed. But if he does a poor job through ignorance, he'll get off with a slap on the hand. Great gifts mean great responsibility. Greater gifts, greater responsibilities. I have come to start a fire on this earth. How I wish it were blazing right now. I've come to change everything, turn everything right side up. How I long for it to be finished. Do you think I came to smooth things over and make everything nice? Not so. I've come to disrupt and confront. From now on, when you find five in a house, it will be three against two and two against three. Father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against bride and bride against mother-in-law. Then he turned to the crowd. When you see the clouds coming in from the west, you say, "Storm's coming," and you're right. When the wind comes out of the south, you say, "This will be a hot one," and you're right, frauds. You know how to tell a change in the weather, so don't tell me you can't tell a change in the season. The God season we're in right now. You don't have to be a genius to understand these things. Just use your common sense, the kind you'd use while being taken to court. You decided to settle up with your accuser on the way, knowing that if the case went to the judge, you'd probably go to jail and pay every last penny of the fine. That's the kind of decision I'm asking you to make. We all wear some sort of mask that makes us look like what we think the people around us want us to look like. However, Jesus challenges us to be real and take off our masks and be who we say we are. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being our true God. Father, help us to take off our masks and be who we truly are and live for you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Share the podcast on social media. Check out our brand new YouTube channel. Support the podcast, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.